Where will the captain be? I whispered. Keech sent word that he's got him at the helm, Zachariah explained, his voice low. He's managed to jam the wheel somehow and called the captain for instruction, roused him from his bed. How long will I have? Take no more time than you need, was his reply. And the rest of the crew? Word on that, too. They all know and are waiting. Go on now. I'll watch for you here. I looked at him. Charlotte, it's this or the Royal Yard. I crept aloft, and soon was standing alone in the empty steerage, listening. The steady wash of waves, the bobbing and swaying of the ship, the creak and groan of timbers, all told me the Seahawk was plowing toward home in a brisk wind. By chance, the door to my old cabin was open. As it swung to and fro, it banged irregularly, rusty hinges rasping. When had I heard that sound before? What came into my mind was my first night aboard the ship, when I lay upon my bed feeling so abandoned. How frightened I'd been then. How little was there then to fear. I even remembered the voices I'd heard outside my door at that time. Who had spoken? I wondered, as though to keep myself from moving forward now. What was said? Nervously, I glanced back over a shoulder through the steerage portal. While I could not see much, the soft glow that lay upon the deck told me that it must be a full or nearly full moon. I was glad of that. It meant there would be some light to see by inside the captain's cabin. Yet, inexplicably, I remained standing there, wasting precious time, listening to my old door bang and creak, trying to rid myself of the fear that lay like heavy ballast in the pit of my stomach. A notion that I had neglected to consider something about the voices I had heard that first night. The suspicion became rather like an invisible rope that restrained me. Try though I might, I could not find how to unbind it. A random plunge of the ship roused me to my business. Making sure the little lantern was well shielded, I moved to the door, put my hand to the handle, and pushed. It gave with ease. The room lay open before me. Dimly, I could make out its fine furnishings, even the chessboard with its pieces, exactly as I recollected them from my first visit. I lifted the lantern. There, seated at the table, was Captain Jaggery. His eyes were upon me.
"Miss Doyle," he said, "how kind of you to visit. Do please step in."